The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Cynthia Tifo, who is the founder and CEO of Global Biofuture Solutions, which is an organization that provides leadership to address the growing need to rapidly create a low-carbon bioeconomy. And the organization's website is gbs.earth. And Cynthia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. No, it's a pleasure to have you. And let's jump in. So before we talk about Global Biofuture Solutions, if you don't mind, educate our listeners about what the low carbon bioeconomy is all about and why it's important.
Okay, great. I'm glad you asked me that question because it's very interesting to know that it's much more expansive than climate change. Climate change, as you know, is really trying to reduce our carbon footprint and the carbon dioxide and other gases that are entering the atmosphere and destroying our atmosphere and bringing about, you know, horrible weather events and other weather disasters that drive poverty, can drive flooding and all sorts of things. So the bioeconomy can contribute to that in a very significant way, because to change these type of gases and to really make a difference, we have to replace that petroleum barrel of oil. And to do that, in that barrel of oil, only about 40% is actually gasoline and diesel fuel. The rest are chemicals that are used for a wide variety of products and other manufacturing type solutions. And so the bioeconomy in our work is we're trying to replace that whole barrel of oil, not just fuel, but also chemicals and products and other things that we can do. That's only one pillar, though. The second pillar is really sustainability, bringing about sustainability for our soils, our land, our health, to create more sustainable solutions and new ways of doing things that are kinder to the earth and kinder to all of us. And then the third item that's about the bioeconomy is about the circular economy. And what that means is taking waste products and recreating them as usable products again. So taking trash, for example, municipal solid waste or woody waste, and turning it into jet fuel or other types of technologies. And then the fourth important fact about the bioeconomy is that over the last few years, there's become an entire class of investors called impact investors. And impact investors are concerned with making an investment into environmental, social, and governance, you know, ethically. Governance meaning companies that run on ethics and standards that protect and preserve the company and the environment and their employees. And so now one out of every $4 is an impact investment. So where we have to make a big impact around the world, for the first time since I've been involved in this over 26 years, we now have a significant amount of capital resources that are looking to help us implement these type of technologies around the world.
That's great. What an excellent rundown there, and appreciate that. And that's a perfect segue into my next question. So tell us about Global Biofuture Solutions, how it all fits into this bioeconomy play, if you will.
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, myself and a group of my colleagues started to look at why weren't projects being developed around the world when there's such a great need, and why is it that these projects aren't moving forward when we all know about, you know, climate change and all these things that I just spoke of. And we did a lot of analysis over a year and came up with 5 areas that we felt like we could help to solve problems in these areas and create solutions to help the bioeconomy come forward in a better way. The first area is really expertise in guiding legislators and regulators as they develop policies. And before we can do anything, we have to have good policy as a foundation for knowing that there's long-term policy, such as the renewable fuel standard in the U.S. or the low carbon fuel standard in California. These are other policies that are being enacted around the world. The aviation industry, for example, developed a regulation called CORSIA, which is a global aviation industry standard now to bring about more renewable fuels and to lower their carbon footprint. I actually served on one of the committees for that, and I serve on some advisory committees to do this, but then also we have some of our staff members, and the co-founder of the company is also very involved in developing policy and helping to guide different countries in developing their policies. The second area is doing feasibility studies and other technical support to really determine the viable projects and to understand what viable projects, you know, exist, and to do proper evaluations and thorough due diligence on those projects. And I'm very heavily involved in that. The third area is that we developed a QuantaVision risk management system. Our industry does solve a lot of problems, but doesn't do a very good job at managing the risk of those and developing strong risk mitigation measures in all areas. And so we have developed that over the last couple of years, and now I'm marketing that and getting ready to launch that. We also are involved in building a global network of highly knowledgeable investors, mostly in the impact investing space, but others who are looking at using enterprise risk management, ESG, and green bond criteria to guide their investments, and then to develop a network of experienced global consultants. You know, I've been really fortunate in my work. I've traveled around the world, and I've got to work with a lot of very experienced people in the industry. And because it's such a small industry, it's important to have really good common sense, experience, and knowledge to help guide these new companies to be very successful now and in the future. And so that's also something that we're very involved with.
That's great. That's great. You certainly offer a wide range of services and solutions there. Pretty amazing stuff. And obviously, your website is gbs.earth. And I know you and I connected earlier this week for a quick pre-brief call, and you seem to be a fan of the .earth domain, which is awesome. So tell us about how you came about to find .earth and chose it for GBS. And I know you're using it for other sites too.
Yes. Well, I think it kind of goes back to my roots. I grew up on a farm, you know, so the earth is important to me. I mean, you know, I was with that kind of farm background, you really respect nature and, you know, you make a living off of the earth. So that is something that's a core of my being, and I like to surround myself in nature, and I draw a lot of strength from that, and I also draw a lot of encouragement from that. I want to preserve the earth as much as possible. And then the second thing is really traveling the world. You know, at one event I spoke at in 2011 was the Paris Air Show, and the Paris Air Show is one of the most spectacular things in the world. Like, all these airlines everywhere, all kinds of government officials, there's all kinds of military contingents from all around the world marching up and down the aisles and looking at the airplanes and everything else. And, you know, it just really changed my worldview about how important it was to really not just look within your own community or your own country, but all around the world. And how can we positively affect that? And in that moment, I really began to become even more committed to doing something that would have a global effect. And then, you know, our mission is really bringing new sustainable products and services to create and maintain a healthy planet, both now and for future generations. And I now have two grandchildren. So I have young grandchildren, and I'm just following them around too. So, you know, it's even more important to me to leave something behind for my family and for future generations. So within the last year, we've also started up Dancing with the Tigers. And that is DWTT.earth. And that's a sustainable clothing line that we're just getting ready to launch probably in July or August. We are very excited. This is something I've been planning and working on for a long time, utilizing new technologies and sustainable technologies and many bioeconomy technologies using waste products and making textiles and other materials out of them, leather products. And then a portion of all of our companies, both Global BioFuture Solutions, QuantaVision, and Dancing with the Tigers, we've started a foundation called Tiger Tracks Foundation. And within that, we are supporting and sponsoring funds for wildlife preservation, especially the tiger. So the tiger is a symbol of our company. in that the tiger is, you know, it's one of the strongest animals. And the tiger determines the environment of its surroundings. When the tiger population is there, it monitors the animals, and that in turn monitors the entire ecostructure. But the tiger is one of the most endangered species in the world. There's only about 3,000 to 4,000 tigers left in the whole world. And so we're committed to preserving the tiger. We are also committed to entrepreneurial training for high schools, to encourage people to bring about new technologies, new services, new ideas, and then mental illness initiatives. So my son was diagnosed with schizophrenia 10 years ago, and this is also an activity that he's been involved in with me. And as we've gone through that journey together, we've realized that there's just not a lot of good educational information out there, and training, especially in high schools, which is oftentimes in those early years, if you can receive a diagnosis and get help, you can live a much more productive life. And so we are supporting that through our foundation.
That's great. Wow. I love the entire background there about your love of Earth, kind of growing up on a farm, and how you're using Dot Earth for many things. And in fact, you even mentioned that you're a part of the Dot Earth tribe earlier this week. And I chuckled at that because that's part of the Dot Earth domain brand. So you certainly are a happy member and very active member of the Dot Earth tribe. Is that safe to say?
I'm a proud member of the Dot Earth tribe. That's for sure.
That's great. Well, so I know you have a lot going on with the tigers and the mental illness education efforts and with Global Biofuture Solutions. I guess overall, what's your future plan for Global Biofuture Solutions, and I guess everything else that you're doing?
Well, I think, you know, how I would summarize that is, I think what I see is I want people to, there is a tribe of people out there that really do care about the earth as well, and people that need services and products to reflect their values and to help them have better lives. And we are really involved in that. And everything we do has a common mission to touch people's lives, to educate them, to bring about new products and services that will add value to their lives and to be more sustainable. You know, for each of us, we all have a role and a mission to play in this, whether it's from recycling or, you know, the thing in clothing is that don't buy so much, you know, and use it longer, and don't throw it in the landfill when you're done. You know, there's education opportunities, and then having truly excellent product services that we can really make a difference now and in the future. And we hope to leave what we've brought to the table, you know, for future generations.
That's great. You know, Cynthia, it's been wonderful connecting with you today and really appreciate your time. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I just encourage everyone to listen to this podcast. And I'm excited to continue to follow you and to hear more about the Daughters Tribe. So thank you so much for having me on the show today.
That's great. Thank you, Cynthia. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Cynthia Tifo, who is the founder and CEO of Global Biofuture Solutions, which, as we discussed, is an organization that provides leadership to address the growing need to rapidly create a low carbon bioeconomy. And Cynthia's website is gbs.earth. And as she mentioned, she is an active member of the Dot Earth tribe. And Cynthia, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, too. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. Dot Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique Dot Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own Dot Earth domain name through all major registrars.